Monday, January 21st. Is it 21st? The fuck is today's date? Yes, Monday, January 21st, 2019. That's 2019 years after Jesus Christ died. It's fucking cold. It's freezing. I'm in Connecticut right now. It's literally like 10 degrees. And with the wind chill, it's fucking Alaska. It's freezing out here. There's ice on all the tree branches. There's ice on the roads. There's ice everywhere. I walked outside and it felt like my left nut froze to my leg. Like the Christmas story when Ralphie's motherfucking tongue got stuck to the pole. Only my nuts are not tongues. You know what the fuck I mean. Anyways, fuck everybody feeling. How's everybody doing? Getting ready to launch some new episodes of This Week in Bullshit News, which should be fun. YouTube it. And bullshit is two separate words. Angelo Francesco, Bonnie Calvin. Also revamping the whole Torchville situation. Got some interesting shit coming up. Featuring Torchville's very own star, Pete Powers. And a new character who I predict to be a star for many reasons, many other reasons, and he's going to create a separate sort of fan base for himself as well as for us. And that's the rapper Iron Sheik from the Bronx. Look him up. He's dope. Dope MC. But we're working on some storylines right now that are going to involve him and Pete Powers. It's going to be pretty fun. Some funny stuff. I'm looking to make a lot of people laugh this year. I'm also looking to create some dope art. Check out my Art Pal page. Just type in Knight Santiago Art. It's N-I-G-H-T. Follow me on Instagram, Noches Nachos. And all that good shit. Word. YouTube.com/TorchUpNYC. If you got any questions, comments, suggestions, concerns, maybe you want to see how my health is. Maybe you want me to give somebody a shout out. Maybe you want me to predict the weather patterns in Eastern Europe. Whatever. Just email me, TorchUpNYC@gmail.com. I answer everything eventually. I get tons of emails, so give me time to answer you, because I have to delete all the spam first. The actual real emails, they're only like one or two a week. Anyway, it's fucking cold, and it's freezing, and I woke up with my bones hurting. I don't know if I have arthritis or fibromyalgia. I have something, but my bones hurt. And it's not fun. And my hips hurt. And these hips don't lie. That's what they say. And, you know, I just want to wish you guys a safe winter. This is the biggest storm of 2019. Because it's the only storm of 2019. We just started the fucking year. It's not that bad. But it is cold. It's cold as shit. So, yeah. Oh, and the cool thing is we are the next sponsor on This Week in Bullshit News. So look out for that new episode where some dope fucking subjects get discussed. I'd appreciate if you check that out. You share it with your friends, share it with your kid's babysitter, share it with the mailman, share it with the person that walks your dogs if you're rich. Share it with your dog if you're broke. Share it with the state workers that paint light poles. Are they getting paid? They probably are getting paid because that's city shit, right? City or state shit. It's the federal employees that are not getting paid. Yet, the postal workers are still getting paid. Why? Because it's privately owned. I think it's federally funded, privately owned. I'm not an authority for the Postal Service. Even though I used to work for them, I don't know more. I was arrested on the job years ago. That's a whole nother episode. But, yeah. So, share This Week in Bullshit News. If you have any suggestions or things you'd like to see. We have a ton of cool things happening and popping up. And I definitely like for, you know, people to be involved with, you know, the updates and the changes and things of that nature. So, check it out. Share it. Share with your moms, your pops. Share with your aunts, your uncles. Share with the people that you hate. Listen, you email me and you want Angelo, Antonio, Francesco to disrespect one of your family members, not a problem. Just email it to me. And we'll get it done. Now a word from our sponsor. So I'm sitting at the gas station and I got to put air in a tire. There's an old guy next to me. He's driving, looks like a some 90-something Honda. And he has a donut on the front. And there's an air machine at his trunk. And the donut is on the passenger side front. And it's free air. And the air lasts for about a minute at a time. And he's done this 5 times since I've been sitting here. He walks to the air machine. He presses the button. And it literally takes him about 45 to 50 seconds just to get to the fucking tire. He puts the nozzle on the tire and gets about 6 seconds of air into the tire. And I'm assuming that's not enough air because he's done it. Oh, another time. He's done it 7 times now. I think the gas station people are just laughing right now. Because I know it's freezing out here. I'm going to get out the car. I got to fill up my rear tire. And I don't have a tag team partner to deal with that. I'll be back. Holy shit, it's fucking cold out here. It was cold before. It's colder now. I'm staring at a fat guy, fat white dude, without a jacket on. He's literally wearing a fucking t-shirt. And it's crazy too because I went to the supermarket. Been in there for about half an hour, 40 minutes. Come out, it's dark. I guess this is, you know, a dumb thing to think, but it's fucking cold in there because the sun is down. Obviously. I got a question for you guys. When do I tell my kids that I'm not a werewolf? Do I ever tell them? Caden right now is 9 years old. He's going to be 10 in a couple weeks. Mason is 7. Very impressionable. I was talking to my wife about this. But there's certain things that Caden doesn't believe or he's starting to disbelieve. For instance, and these are things that Mason does believe. Mason does believe there's gold at the end of a rainbow. He does believe that leprechauns exist. Caden knows that's not true because he was watching the Science Channel with me one time and they explained exactly what a rainbow was on how it's a prism and everybody has their own unique rainbow because of the curvature of your eye and you'll never see a rainbow that's not or that's directed towards you. It's always arced and you're seeing the long side of the rainbow. But there's certain things that Caden still does believe. Still does believe in Santa Claus. I don't think he believes in the Easter Bunny. He might. I don't think he does. He believes in he believes in the Loch Ness Monster, but he doesn't believe in Bigfoot. Mace believes in all of this shit. Mace believes in vampires and werewolves. And if you told Mace that Godzilla was living, you know, at the Freedom Tower underground and they had him caged up, he'd believe it. We had a conversation last night, and this is where I see Caden's questioning. And he's like, Dad, I don't understand the concept of how a human can be a werewolf. He says, how come everybody's not a werewolf? So I literally spent 45 more minutes convincing him that I'm a werewolf. Made shit up, but it worked. It worked, and I know it worked, because I know my, you know your kids. You know when they believe or don't believe shit. I would know if he was acting like he believed it just for me. We don't do that shit, you know what I'm saying? So, it's kind, but I want to know from you guys, when does the truth come out? Because I swear I felt bad about it after. Like, I was happy, because I want them to have an imagination. Because I didn't have much of an imagination. I think as far as my imagination went, I thought if I ate spinach, my forearms would get brolic. And when I ate spinach and it didn't happen, I said, fuck that. I can't remember believing in any of that shit. But it's the way I was raised. They're being raised to have an imagination and to use it. And I think that's a beautiful thing. But is it not? Like, am I... I don't see no negative to that. I mean, yes. At the end of the day, I'm lying. Yes. That can be described as a negative. But I'm also supporting the use of their belief system and imagination. Because at the end of the day, when you read the stories in the Bible and they go to Catholic school, that's what they are. They're stories. Did these people actually exist? Yeah, I think some of them did. I think it's a possibility. None of them may have existed, but I think it's a possibility that some of them existed. Are these stories true? Did Moses split the Red Sea and walk his ass through it? I don't think that happened. Did Jesus speak to a burning bush? I don't think that happened. It might have. He could have, you know, taken a mushroom or something, because his mushrooms are in many old pieces of artwork. So those things, did Jesus get crucified on a cross? He could have. Did he resurrect? What if he didn't? What if he didn't die when he was crucified? There were people in I think it was Vietnam or the Philippines that used to put on demonstrations and actually get crucified. They would get nails banged through their fucking hands and feet and crown of thorns. Shout out to Danny Diablo. Crown of thorns put on their head for a demonstration, for a ceremony. And that stopped in recent years. These people lived. Is it possible that Jesus was crucified and passed out? And when they thought he was dead, he woke up. It's possible. I'm just saying, I don't think I'm doing an injustice by supporting their imagination. So I'd like to hear what you guys think. What do you do with your kids? I hear many people these days saying, fuck Santa Claus. I'm not going to give him any credit. I'm the one busting my ass getting these gifts. Well, look, me and my wife had a rough year, and I actually couldn't buy gifts. So the use of Santa Claus helped me. You know? Not because Santa Claus really delivered, because it wasn't him, it was us. But my wife stepped up to the plate and hit another home run like she always does. And I don't think it's a bad thing. What do y'all think? Are there certain things that kids shouldn't believe in that you know? I think all imagination, if it's not you know, adult, X-rated, R-rated, if it's G-rated, I think all imagination is good. Why not? There's so much shit happening in this world that we don't know about anyway. Why wouldn't that shit be good? Why wouldn't an escape from actual reality, an escape from government shutdowns and police brutality and the Me Too movement and all of these realities, why is an escape from that not good? Or is it all good? I'd like to hear your thoughts. Email me, torchupnyc@gmail.com. See you next time.